Cuckoo is a new film starring Hunter Schafer and Dan Stevens about Gretchen, an American girl who follows her family to the German Alps, where they're staying at a resort town that hides some nefarious secrets. Mm. I think this film first premiered at the Berlin Film Festival. We were at the American premiere the South by Southwest Film Festival here in Austin, Texas.
Pretty much the same fest. Berlin and South.
A little bit, totally.
Some uncomfortable similarities between them both. We don't have to talk about that. We are also the Intercut podcast. I haven't mentioned that in our other reviews, so I decided to know.
Yeah.
We saw this new horror film that I think a lot of people are pretty excited for.
Yeah, good buzz.
Art, how did you feel about Cuckoo leaving the theater?
There was two big horror movies that I think we had on our radar that had the Euphoria girl in it. And we did not get to see Immaculate.
With Sydney Sweeney.
I was in line and I left. I found out they were doing karaoke around Ryan Gosling that I could go to and I left. It was a tough choice.
But then I did, apparently.
I made the right call.
That movie comes out right away.
It does.
This one comes out, I think, in May, if I'm not mistaken. And I had heard that this was a little bit of the better one. The people had seen it at Berlin. They liked it. And it was Immaculate that also was at Berlin?
No, Immaculate.
There were some pre-screenings. Yeah. And
people weren't really feeling that one. So I was excited for this. And I think at the end of it, this is one where you have to realize it is not so much a horror as it is a twisty little comedy that Dan Stevens thinks he's in. And then your girl Hunter is in a horror movie, or at least trying to be. It was tonally way different than what I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. And the Q&A kind of answered a lot about that. What about you guys?
This was one I actually, it's interesting because I think it had been on my list and then I looked up the reviews and it wasn't getting good reviews out of Berlin or like pretty average, like around the three. It was around the threes. Yeah. And then I was going to not go, but then everybody was so excited for it. And I do love Hunter Schafer. So I was like, I do want to see Cuckoo. And, you know, then it's getting down to it. And I was like, oh, this was getting bad reviews.
At least you got one of these.
I did. And it's cool. And, like, she comes out clean. Like, she does really good with what she's asked to do. It's not, it's not her problem. It is really a script issue where I feel like a lot of these issues are. It's one of those movies that has a lot of really good or interesting ideas, and I just don't necessarily think they were followed through in the most interesting or effective ways, which I consistently find a very annoying thing.
Or, like, comprehensible at times, too. I don't think this movie does the best job of sort of, like, setting up its world, setting up, like, the thing we are supposed to be afraid of.
Yeah, it, like, over-explains some things, but then, too late, or just, like, makes it seem like it does end up being more of a metaphor for something else, but then they don't engage with it in any other way going into it. I really do need, honestly, much as I didn't like Men, I think it did need a little bit more of that, like, blatant in your face stuff early on from certain attitudes of certain characters, which I just don't get.
Men's great.
That's one thing Men did better.
That's what I'm saying.
Men did better
and Cuckoo is missing that, you know what I mean? Like, Cuckoo is missing the, like, okay, if you're trying to make this statement about, like, women and their place and, like, what their duties might be, which was, I think that's what it turned into by the end.
Right?
It has to be. This when some dude starts going off on some weird rant, and I don't know, cut this if you think it's a spoiler, but if some dude starts going on some weird rant about, like, they need to be a mother and blah, 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 like, I think you're trying to make a statement about women's role in society to some extent. Maybe that's not at all. Maybe it really is just...
But no, it was about the cuckoos and what the cuckoo birds do.
Cuckoo birds. Which,
I'm like, what does the cuckoo...
Basically, I get it. The way cuckoos...
Did you see the clock?
Yeah.
The clock? They had a shot of a cuckoo clock.
Yeah. It's a creepy cuckoo clock.
I was trying to count how many. I was like, is it 11 p.m.?
I agree with Zach. This idea of you seeing this, like, effect throughout the movie when she's like, what's going on? And they keep hearing this, like, I'm just going to call it a VFX thing that happens with a close-up. But you're left with, like, but what does this mean? I don't want to get to the end of the movie, find out what it is, so then I have to rewatch it. Tell me now.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you realize what it is, and you're like, you just really like the effect. He comes out for the Q&A and goes, this effect was really cool. We did it practically.
Yeah.
I practically didn't give a damn because it made no sense in context to the movie once you knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil what it is. You will see it.
Like, I think I'm a little bit more charitable to that side of it, I guess. That it's like this disorienting thing. I guess I get it. Like, maybe I'm just.
It was Madam Web, bro. You know it too.
Don't put Madam Web on that.
It was not as great as Madam Web.
Leave my girl alone.
But there was just sequences in there that I did feel that you had mentioned the script. What script? He had mentioned that in order to make the story where the family moves over to this resort for unknown reasons.
To build the new resort.
To build this new resort that they wanted to make. Mm-hmm. But they don't really. know why Dan Stevens' character has them come there to learn under him. They're like, the resort's gonna be built over there. Why do they need to be here? And she's trying to have all these questions in it. I feel like the characters start making the dumbest decisions possible. Of course. And it does not come from the characters. It comes from
the writing.
I don't even want to say it's writing because he said he picked up Dan Stevens weeks before they started.
They lost the original actor. And then they lucked out. They lucked out because Dan Stevens does an amazing fucking job.
I think he was in his own movie. I think they allowed him to do whatever comedy he wanted to be.
He feels like he's in a sci-fi comedy creeper movie, and then the rest of them are trying to play. Because
he said something about the theme. He goes, it's just showing us that we could be here, no big deal. And the director's like, no, it's a huge deal. I feel like they were on opposite ends of what they thought the movie was going to be, and Hunter was in there, just working her magic.
She's great.
She's good. It's the story around her, though.
Yeah. I think Dan Stevens is more in like a movie like The Guest or something like this.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hunter Schafer is much more in like the monster movie mode. The movie's not sure which side to sort of play.
Yeah.
She's huffing and puffing. Yeah. And he's over there like, Coco, what are you? And I'm like, what is happening?
It's really
bring it, and then
it's intriguing. And I'm like, wait,
there's a lot of moments where characters sort of like ignore what should be obvious,
and
even in a way that like you don't want to suspend your disbelief. Like you could suspend your disbelief. It doesn't earn that level of it. The way that Gretchen's father acts towards her is not as like how a father, even a bad father, would act. It's how a bad movie dad acts, right? And it just sort of never. It never really feels like they know what this world is, who these people are. They have this villain or this evil creature or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most like uncreatively designed things that I can think of in a horror
movie. It's unsettling, but it's just kind of like, I don't...
It's unsettling for sure, but I think a lot of it is through like loud noises, which is my least favorite mode of horror movie.
Yes.
And it's through these jump scares. It's through a lot of jump cuts to
opening
like...
opening a door.
Suddenly she's showing, there. Yeah.
Or opposite things. Like she's wearing headphones and her sister's convulsing in front of her. She's like, this is crazy, but we got 10 seconds that we cleared for the song. I'm gonna keep these headphones on.
Yeah.
Pisses me off to no end.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know. It's a lot of...
You got to go back to the grandma, though, if you want to call her a monster.
I mean,
you came out with so many like connections of who she looked like,
and you
made her less scary with every mention.
Yeah.
She really does look like a lady shopping at Bloomingdale's. Yeah, like, it's not.
She attacked her with a Ross bag.
Yeah, no, it's like they wanted her to look like somebody who could blend into society, who's never expected to blend into society. I don't know what they're going for with all that. I don't know what the intention was. I don't understand the obsession. Like, it's like I feel like there's such an interesting idea in there.
Yeah.
And then they don't do anything with it. And they keep saying, like, this movie's for sickos. And I'm like, where? You don't show anything sick. I've seen, like, five reviews say it's for the sickos. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, Dick Long is Dead is for sickos. Like, this isn't that bad in any way, shape, or form. Like,
yeah, I never really had a urge to avert my eyes from the screen or anything like that.
I did to sleep.
Right. Like,
the last screening of the day.
The person in front of me was more nerve-wracking than the fucking movie was. Yeah,
he was jumping at everything.
He's like a bird moves, and he's like fucking in the next person's lap.
But it's that jump scare. It's that sudden loud noise that it really leans on, which
it's cheap.
To me, are the cheapest horror tricks. And there are people who enjoy that mode.
I like a bit.
Congratulations, you got that movie. I really didn't take much away from it.
There's one with the monster lady. I've been calling her the Courage the Cowardly Dog's grandma.
Yeah.
She's walking up a hallway, and they do a jump cut.
Yeah.
Everybody jump for it. That is the cheapest.
It is so the cheapest. Cheap.
It is the cheapest jump scare out there.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like it was trying to do...
But if you like that...
Yeah, a little bit.
Some people did.
You know, like, it follows. Like, they're not moving at you fast all the time, but then suddenly it's, like, really close.
That's a movie that did the old person following you great.
Yeah.
This looked goofy.
It's goofy.
It looked like she was TJ Maxxed out, and she needed to go hunt for another little girl.
But it's almost like the Smallville Run thing, where it's just like, oh, now he's there.
Yeah,
yeah. wait, what is the... what is it? Monty Python, when he's so far away.
I don't know. I
Edward Cullen looking ass as if you could outrun me.
Man, if they just would have gone full cuckoo and actually done the goofiness of it.
Think about your idea a little bit more, because it is an interesting premise. I'm sorry, this whole idea of like basing your villain off of like a creature feature, the cuckoo, the idea that like cuckoos take over other birds' nests and it's like really fucking weird and parasitic. But as a villain, that's so cool. But then I just don't think they had any.
I think Dan Stevens ruined the movie, but he may have been on the right track to fix it. They just didn't move with him.
Wait, why do you think he ruined it?
Because he's in a different tone. Yeah. He's not bad. But I was like, I thought we were getting a horror movie, which is what she thought she was in the whole time.
I thought he was unsettling.
Everything. Even the trailer's not cut
I
like
thought
the movie.
He was unsettling.
He is unsettling, but he's also funny. He does goofy things.
He does do goofy things.
That is from a comedy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Hunter Schafer also has a couple moments that are kind of funny, but I think it's a different style.
It's a different
funny.
Of awkward. Yeah.
It is a different style of awkward. Because
she's also like trying to get a job there and such. And I didn't mind the stuff she had in.
Yeah.
But I had to pick a movie, and they gave me two movies blended into one. It was a little weird.
They did.
And a lot of cop-outs, to rescue characters.
Yeah, a lot of cop-outs. And they also really wanted to make sure we knew it. Guys, it's a little gay, too, so we're getting the demos. It's a little gay.
It takes a while to end. There's like three or four moments where you feel like it's about to.
True.
And they just kind of keep it going. I don't know. I really grew tired of this one. I grew tired of it, too. I went 2 stars on Letterboxd. I'm tired of it now.
Yeah. I didn't love it by any means, and it does end up being one of those ones that I'm just mostly frustrated for, because I think that there's like some really great core ideas and like a great setting, great actors, and you just didn't do it right.
I can't go negative on it either, which is why it frustrates me more.
Yeah.
It's like you have everything that needs to be
there. You have everything.
They're just in different movies.
Yeah. People are going to, there's a lot of people who are going to dig the hell out of this.
Yep.
Good for you. All we have to say is that the Euphoria Girlies win of this festival is actually Barbie.
Yeah.
With Bob Trevino likes it.
A clear winner.
A clear winner. She snuck in with all the Euphoria, even if, you know, unless we start considering Dune. But Barbie wins this round. But no, it was really, it's good to see them in bigger roles. They're all really talented actresses, and it's fun and exciting. And
Great
screen presence from Hunter.
Great.
Which is really
She's
the best thing to get from the movie.
And it's kind of like the typical trajectory for your ascending starlet, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've seen so many young women who graduate into movie stardom through horror movies. Yep. Sydney Sweeney's kind of doing that now with Immaculate as well.
Horror is great.
Yeah, so I mean, she plays the part well. It's just there's not enough there for the
movie. It's definitely not as good as, oddly enough, I think she's better in that Hunger Games movie when she's Tigress. She's the Tigress. She's the sister.
Oh, yeah.
And she's fucking phenomenal. She's phenomenal in that. So I know she's got a beautiful career ahead of her. She is great. She has like a tenderness to her an edge to her too. I think there's a lot. I love her a lot.
That's
so
a bit
excited.
With it, because she's got a sister, half-sister in the movie, and those parts I was not bored by at all.
No,
that
was
good.
Build that kind of stuff.
More of that.
Yeah, and it was really good, and the sister's really sweet. There are some aspects of that story I'm like, the kid would understand what's happening right now, so that... Seven Keys also is not a fan. I guess that's kind of where we're at. It's just a little disappointing. It's to the point that I do wish I had stayed around for the Civil War reception.
Right. Like, we did not need to go out of our way to see this. At
exactly. But it did also make me happier that I didn't end up going to Immaculate, because I was like, at least I made one right decision. But it sucks. It's tough. Because we do love slamming in as many movies. We gladly would have seen Immaculate. We gladly would have seen... anything. We love that experience, so it's kind of been hard. It's been a hard year, so it almost feels more disappointing than when the stuff you do get into ends up being stuff that isn't as good as the stuff that we physically have not been able to get into, even if we show up 2-3 hours early to some of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when we do these reviews, I mean, they're the ones who play the hard-earned money. We get to do this for a job. Don't spend your hard-earned money on that.
Exactly,
Unless you are like... Unless you like every horror movie you ever watch, unless you are just like one of those people,
then
who
you've been wasting your money.
Exactly. I do think some people are really going to enjoy it. I do think some people are really going to enjoy it. If you kind of like weird creature feature stuff, like it is something I've never seen before in a lot of ways. Whether that's whether that means anything at the end of the day, I do think that it's not. It's not like something like Hell of a Summer. That's just like it's a slasher movie. It's a camp slasher movie. You've seen it done a million times. Maybe this one will be a little bit different. This is something I haven't really seen before. I'll give it that.
It scratches just the cheapest rental you can get. You got like 90% off of a rental.
It's going to be on a streamer.
And it will be on a streamer at this point. Yeah. The renting really just means streaming.
It does strike me as a movie that would play much better as like
at home streaming situation. It's good. I'm glad I saw it in the environment I did see it in. It's always nice to be in a crowd that's more amped to enjoy something. So,
but now you won't get hit by the guy in front of you coming out like a cuckoo clock.
He scared me the most. The most.
It was like opposite 40X instead of the scene in the back. It was the scene in the front.
Yeah, he was like crawling over onto the. I was like, whoa. But yeah, that's cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
It's cuckoo.
We're not cuckoo for cuckoo.
We're not cuckoo for cuckoo.